This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tine.
And I'm Bonnie North. Good morning. As the debate over Governor Walker's proposed budget continues in the Wisconsin legislature, the statewide story is getting an unprecedented amount of national coverage. Meanwhile, Scott Walker's probable presidential bid has led many local media outlets to turn reporters normally on a Wisconsin-specific beat into national political reporters.
The challenges in covering Scott Walker as a local and a national story is itself the focus of a story in the Columbia Journalism Review. Writer Anna Clark is on the line via Skype from Detroit to talk about it. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. I'm really glad to be here.
Likewise, we're happy to have you here. What do you think is different about Scott Walker versus, say, Chris Christie or Jeb Bush that makes the local national dynamic so interesting?
Well, one of the things that I think is interesting is that, like his counterpart, Scott Walker has, you know, risen to prominence relatively quickly. But with New Jersey and Florida, a lot of the national media outlets have been watching it for years and been covering them for years and been covering the politics in those areas for years. I think Wisconsin has Scott Walker has been on the radar of local journalists in Wisconsin, and they've owned that beat for a very long time and haven't had as much competition from national reporters as local reporters in New Jersey and Florida would have with their governors.
So would you say the national media is really still at the point where they're playing catch up?
A little bit, although they are hustling. So I think that's one of the interesting dynamics. So as Walker became a more likely contender for the Republican nomination, national reporters have, of course, been hurrying over to Wisconsin to cover him, cover his policies, look into his background, start bringing him to national readership. And of course, this isn't entirely the first time they did that, because a lot of national reporters were on site a few years ago during the Act 10, you know, uprising, really. But in a lot of ways, they are playing catch up, I think. I think, you know, some of the reporters I was talking to have been covering Walker for years, you know, at least a decade, you know, have followed his entire political rise. And I think that kind of context and historic perspective is not easily cobbled together for national reporters who are just coming into the story. But, you know, of course, there are very talented, intelligent, hustling people. And I think that's bringing a whole other level of competitiveness to the coverage of Walker, which I think is a healthy thing, a good thing. It means that there's a lot more news for both with Wisconsinites and citizens nationally to get an understanding of who he is and what kind of leader he is.
Well, so as you spoke to reporters in Wisconsin, what were the greatest challenges you heard from those people in covering the governor through this period?
Well, of course, the number one challenge is resources. a lot of these news outlets have just as Walker's star has risen, their resources have stagnated or fallen, and you know, just having a little bit less people, time, money to be able to cover someone who's not just moving around the state borders. You know, he's now traveling to Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina, and that's putting news outlets in Wisconsin in a position to make some choices about how they want to cover him, to make sure they can do it in a really substantial and rigorous way, while also not slacking on a lot of the other regular everyday political coverage, you know, going on in the legislature or the Supreme Court or just other news that is happening. I mean, they don't want to like let go of that, while also they want to follow this story that is truly their story to its fullest potential as well. So I think what I heard from folks is just trying to negotiate that to make the best choices possible, to prioritize in a really effective way, and also to make sure that the work that they had been doing for years is part of the national conversation. So one reporter I talked to at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel had mentioned that, you know, in recent weeks, you know, a few major newspapers had published, you know, really lengthy looks at Walker's educational background at Marquette and his choice to leave. The Journal Sentinel had published a pretty similar piece years ago on that very same topic. And so they made a point of like re-upping that, you know, they didn't even need to change it, but they wanted to sort of republish it, re-put it out there to make sure that it's in conversation with some of the issues that people are discussing nationally.
Well, and so where do the audiences fit in? Did you find that media outlets in Wisconsin are having to think of both statewide and national audiences, or is this phenomenon more about how local audiences view the national coverage of a sitting governor?
That's interesting because I think both those things are true.
not an either or.
Yeah. I think, you know, at least the folks I talked with, like, you know, have Wisconsinites at the center of what they're doing. They know that this is their audience. They know these are the readers and listeners that they need to be thinking of first and serve first. So that is very much at the top of their decision making process. But at the same time, they're aware that they're getting a lot more national interest, you know, from readers who live elsewhere, who don't have the same background in Wisconsin politics, and they want to make sure that they're what they can offer is as accessible to them as well, you know, of course. So some of the things that, you know, they're doing is, again, the Journal Sentinel, they sort of like put together a sort of Scott Walker portal on their website to have all their material there. And that's in part for, you know, national audiences who might be coming to them to learn more about him, to catch up on him, to, you know, get a sense of his track record over time, you know, not just as he's making a presumed immediate presidential run. Wisconsin audiences might have already been tracking some of those same stories. They may not need that portal quite the same way. So I think that even though the Wisconsin audiences are the number one priority, they are aware that more people from beyond the state's borders are coming to them, and they want to make sure that they're accessible to them as well too, and can provide some really high quality, accurate, important information.
Is reporting experience a relevant question here? I mean, you know, you mentioned that some of the reporters have been covering Scott Walker for, you know, a decade or more. But at the same time, there are many reporters who find themselves playing this kind of national role who may not necessarily have covered national politics in this way as richly as the national reporters have, considering this is a relatively unprecedented situation for Wisconsin.
Yeah, I think that's one of the most interesting things. I was actually kind of surprised that, you know, like, there haven't been a large number of serious presidential candidates that have come out of Wisconsin over the last century, really. So even if you're a veteran reporter, this can be new ground, you know, to be competing with a lot of like top tier national outlets that have a lot more resources in a lot of ways. So it's a challenge. It is a challenge. And I think that the very talented people who have been covering this political beat and been covering Walker have been making a point to learn as much as they can to be able to rise to the challenge. So folks are talking to reporters in Chicago who had were put in a similar situation during the rise of Barack Obama. You know, they'd been covering him as an in-state political leader, you know, and suddenly, boom, it's a national story. And I think that, you know, and like kind of tapping into like the alumni networks of their journalism schools and things like that to talk to people who have had experience moving from a local story to a national story and with in as streamlined of a way as possible. I definitely believe that, you know, some of the best folks in Wisconsin are up to the challenge. I think they're ready for it. And in part, I can tell that because they are being so conscientious about working so hard on keeping up with the news right now, while at the same time making a point to like learn from their peers to make sure that they're doing the best job they can.
We sometimes hear criticism that local coverage does not necessarily stand up to power the same way a national outlet might. Was there some sensitivity to that critique in the people you spoke with?
You know, actually, there was a little bit. I think they've definitely heard that from a lot of their readership, you know, and I think, you know, especially, you know, national folks nationally who may not be as in tune with the day-to-day intricacies, you know, might have a sort of critique of like, oh, if Wisconsin media hadn't, you know, pushed back on X, Y, and Z, then Walker wouldn't even be a candidate right now. And, you know, these are presumably people who would not be cheerful about such a possibility. I think that's a somewhat simplistic analysis. I think there's no shortage of talent and hard work and and independence in a lot of the Wisconsin political media coverage. I think it's terrific. I think the biggest challenge is just having more people on the ground. You know, I mean, you know, I mean, there's so much news, you know, there's so much news in the state, just political news, and to be able to cover all of it with real rigor, to make sure that nothing's kind of slipping by you, to make sure that you're providing the people of Wisconsin with as much information as possible that is, you know, accurate and thoughtful, and can provide some clear-headedness in a sometimes very foggy political culture, right? I mean, this is important, and I think there's terrific people doing it. I think there's room for more terrific people doing it. So I think it's misguided to fault a lot of the on-the-ground reporters who have been following this subject with an intensity that is not paralleled by anyone. They're not at fault. I think the challenge is making sure that there's more of them, you know, like we need more of that to make sure that the citizens of Wisconsin are served as well as possible, and potentially the citizens of the entire country.
Well, it is a really interesting story, and we are obviously going to be following it closely, and I hope we can check in with you again as you follow it closely as well.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Anna Clark is a Detroit-based freelance writer. You'll find a link to her story in the Columbia Journalism Review. It's on the challenges of covering Scott Walker locally and nationally. It's at WUWM.com.